Different people.
Oh, bring all those motherfuckers on, man. Bring their college degrees in here. I got nothing to hide. You can't buy me. They can't buy me. I don't even need this damn parole. See, this is about the truth coming out. You a goddamn liberal, Mr. Garrison. You don't know shit because you never been fucked in the ass.
We'll be right back.
up my lines. No girl's kiss can ring your chimes. Come on, let's make some time.
Looking for a man like you. one more chance to get it all wrong. One more time to do it all wrong. One more night to get it half right.
A man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle, someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mose you down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress, you know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say you took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you'd just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me 40 bucks.
Folks, I don't know who the mole is, but I can tell you what, I've been a part of a lot of his history, sitting in this very chair on Monday nights. I never thought I'd say this, but we're about ready to turn the show over to WCW, Paul.
So whatever happens from here on out, don't blame me, don't blame him, and don't blame the WWF, because in just a few seconds, this show becomes WCW.
Indeed it does, folks. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
Money. the world I'm stepping out on my own. Back to my elevator to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Poor grief from testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, Poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this play is, scoot your money.
Welcome everyone to History in the Making. Welcome everyone to WCW. And without further ado, allow me to introduce you to your commentary team for this evening, being accompanied by the special guest ring announcer, the sexy Stacy Keibler. Give it up, Scott Hudson, Double A, Arn Anderson.
Commissioner Regal.
Now, I understand by the letter of the law that there has to be a WCW match here tonight, but it doesn't say anything about you, Shane McMahon, having to be a part of it. Therefore, security will escort you out of the building into your car and accompany you to your hotel. Security, please. Thank you, gentlemen, please.
You know what, Regal? I have no problem with that. You know why? Because nothing's ruining my night tonight. No. Because unlike my father, I don't need to be in the spotlight. Okay, it should be all about the stars of WCW. That's where it should be. The promotion will never be run around Shane McMahon. No. It will always be about the WCW superstars.
Shane McMahon being told to leave Double A, but he's doing it the right way. He's doing what's right for business.
What he's doing is he's showing he's got a lot of class, just like his mother, for making this thing happen tonight. If you're affiliated with wrestling, I don't care if you're just a casual fan, this is bigger than D-Day. It's bigger than a moon landing. This is it, and I am tickled to death to be part of it.
An historic night in sports entertainment. WCW headlining a WWF televised event. Look at the smug look on the face of Commissioner Regal. I guess he may not know.
Jockey ran to the bicycle of Lee Jordan. But he saw the arrows and the animal around when he got him in the range with some machine gun. Got the Israelis in his sights with a ratata and I ran like shite. Hey, Billy son, where are you now? Don't you know that we need you now? With a ratata and the old cattail. Where are Billy's own resting now? Where are Billy's ones resting now? One night Billy had a rare old time, laughing and singing a Lebanon line. Came out of camp not looking too pretty, never even got to see the holy city. Now Billy's out there in the desert sun, and his mother cries when the morning comes. And there's mothers crying all over this world. For the poor, dead darling boys and girls. Hey, Billy son, where are you now? Don't you know that we need you now? With a rat-a-tiny old cartel. Where are Billy's own wrestling now? With a rat-a-tiny old cartel. Where are Billy's own wrestling now? Married on Tuesday, drunk on a Wednesday, got plugged on a Thursday, sick on a Friday, died on Saturday, buried on a Sunday.
Still kills me like it did before. She's in Cleveland.
She was.
Don't you answer your phone?
Don't you knock?
Where's your secretary?
Out.
She left a cigarette burning.
She does that. Why don't you come back in 1 hour and make an appointment?
Why bother? We're here.
I'm busy.
Doing what?
I'm getting a pedicure. What's it to you?
Now, this is going to turn out badly for you, but we can make it relatively painless. Why are you asking questions about dead lawyers?
What dead lawyers?
Who hired you to do that?
Okay. Just let me think. His name was Julio Iglesias.
No!
Great. Just great. You want to ask him a few questions now?
Softly through the shadow of the evening sun, still
the blissfully what you gonna do? Time's caught up with you. Now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. your skin starts turning green. Your eyes no longer see. Life's reality. Start spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death hand starts to weave.
Would it satisfy? Would it stand by? Would you think the boy is crying?